main subject. Page 1. I read Golden yesterday. this is a famous story in the Zen Buddhism. Oh, I think most of you know pretty well. Emperor Wu of Li'an asked the sage Master Bodhidharma, what is the highest meaning of the holy truth? Bodhidharma said, empty without holiness. The emperor said, who is facing me? Bodhidharma replied, I don't know. The emperor didn't understand. After this, Bodhidharma crossed the Yangtze River and came to the kingdom of Wei. In the history, Bodhidharma said that Bodhidharma went to China in about 520. Well, of course, there are several different opinions about the definite date of years when Bodhidharma went to China. But anyway, in about 520, he went to China to teach Buddhism. So that is the first. Well, that was the first time which the seed of Zen Buddhism was planted in China. That's why this event was very important for Zen Buddhism. That's why if you read the Zen Koan, the monks always bring up questions. What's the meaning of Bodhidharma coming to China and teach Zen Buddhism? What for? What for that Bodhidharma went to China and go to China and teach? That is, for many, many years, this question is very important in Zen Buddhism. Many monks discuss about it. It looks like the same question according to Christianity, for instance, why is it that God is incarnate as a human, named Jesus? Same question. But I don't want to explain this today. But that's why in Zen Buddhism it is very important. anyway, the Bodhidharma went to China in about 520 and met first the Emperor Wu. That is this story, the discussion between Emperor Wu and Bodhidharma. And the commentary by Engo Zenji says, when Bodhidharma first met Emperor Wu, the emperor asked, I have built temples and ordained monks. What merit is there in this? Bodhidharma said, there is no merit. He immediately doused the emperor with dirty water. if you can penetrate this statement, there is no merit, you can meet Bodhidharma personally. Now tell me, why is there no merit at all in building temples and ordaining monks? Where does the meaning of this lie? Well, what this is a very natural question, but this natural question is has lots of meaning. It's natural, but it's a big question. If you talk to Zen, must you expect there's something particular, merit, or reward, or profit in practice? This is very natural. But why Bodhidharma says no merit? Why was Bodhidharma liar? Because if you practice Zazen, some of you can find the merit or profit in practice. If it is true, well, you cannot say there is no merit. There is a merit. But why Bodhidharma says no merit? That's the question Engo Zen Master in his commentary says. Why? Well, then not only Zen Buddhism, in Buddhism, in general Buddhism, most important point is not the individual understanding. Individual understanding or individual viewpoint is okay, but it's not most important. If you have individual question and understanding or experience, the most important thing in Buddhism must be, you must be free from this individual experience, individual understanding. Anyway, we have to break through the barrier of individual personal understanding. That is a Buddhistic way of living. That is very important. Whatever it is, good or bad, whatever kind of understanding or viewpoint, but even though you believe, you experience religiously of what the divinity or Buddha or Avalokiteshvara through Zazen, whatever you say, but that is that. That is not important. Most important point is we have to, anyway, break through this barrier of personal, individual experience or understanding. Because, well, there is always a language by which the world is established and understood. Without word, without language, there is no world you can understand. Only through the language we can establish the lifestyle of human life, we can establish the human world, we can communicate with each other. Without word or language, there is no way to communicate. From this point, anyway, what is your understanding? What is your experience? Experience and the individual experience, individual understanding, individual outlook on human world, human life is based on anyway, language, words. What the meaning of the language maintains is nothing but of temporal promises and the conventional preconcept, preconception, and image. That's all. That is language. The truth, I told you maybe before, that we experience, our individual experience is what? Experience is going through maybe a two or three stages. First, you can experience something through the intuition. Right? Intuition. And then acts as the judgment and imagination, and you transform human world, human life. And then finally, we can create world, language, and by the world, we understand something. In the realm of intuition, there is no chance to discuss, because everything is accepted before you dichotomize everything. Before consciousness pay attention to a particular thing. This is intuition, but immediately after experience of something with the intuition, your consciousness starts to work and pick up something and pay attention to it. That time, there is a limitation. That is personal. Personal or individual experience. So finally, if you pay attention to the death, if you pay attention to the flowers, you completely forget the rest of the things. But intuition, you get something as a whole, okay? Before you say something, before consciousness starts to work. This is intuition. And then consciousness starts to work and judge, and then you create images. You create images, and the conventional and custom, the habit. If you have a habit, if you have a custom, if you have the temporal promises, that is a natural regulation of the human world, the human life in the human society. It's a regulation and the rules itself. But those customs, regulations, and the conventional and the stipulation, and what the images come from, anyway, language. Language is something created by consciousness. Consciousness is characterized by dichotomizing something in two. So, simultaneously. You can say subject and object. There are lots of things, scientists, many kinds of things. So this is, anyway, the usual thing which happens in the human world. But if you do something, we expect immediately something rewards the merit of according to the expression, images, the conventional promises. According to the law of causation. According to law of causation, if you do something, probably there is something which will come as a result. It is very natural. But the law of causation is also something created by language, which consciousness can dichotomize nature, human world, and tries to find general law of nature. So, anyway, whatever you do in the human world, there is a language. Without language, you can't do anything. So, well, Emperor Wu says, what is merit? Because he built lots of temples, educated monks, and what is merit? If you do something good, just like Emperor Wu, of course, according to language, according to customs and images and prepossessions, there will be something good that will be God. But sometimes it's not. Even though you do something good, desired will not come. Sometimes good result will come. Sometimes evil result will come. Of course, this is reality of everyday life. This is, anyway, human activity we do. Building activity of activity itself of building the temple and educating the people. What do you mean educating people? Okay? I educate. If I believe I educate people, I train you. What do you mean I train you? Of course I train. I am training because I have a training session. But if I train according to the Buddha's teaching, probably there must be something good as a result. Merit must be. Because you must be trained. Absolutely not. How can I say? How much do you believe that you have been trained? How much? How much are you trained? Well, reality is very complicated. Very complicated. You cannot pin down what it is. What it is. What is merit? What is activity of building the temple and educating your people? What do you mean? What is education? Of course, this is a language. By the language, we are discussing so much about something. And language points out something what seems to be real. But language cannot point out something real. There's a little gap. Something real, which exists from moment to moment, and something what language points out. Little gap between. And finally, if you see if something real, what exists right now, right here, well, finally you cannot say anything by the words. For instance, I had bad news from San Francisco last night. Unfortunately, this is very sad news. One of our friends, Chris Tosi, died. Well, I didn't have any much more information, except just that. Well, it is said that he was murdered by someone that he didn't know yet. But he was pretty young. He was 21 years old. Well, if you say I am 21 years old, it's young. What do you mean young? I am 60 years old, I am 70 years old, it is old age. What do you mean it is? Old age, old man should die first. Young man should live longer. Of course it is. We hope. But reality doesn't agree with this. Understand? Even though you believe I am young, so I can live long. Of course it is, but reality is not. Reality doesn't agree with it. Anytime, what is reality? Will you, at 20 years old, live? What is reality? You can say you are. You can live long, or you have to die tomorrow. Maybe so, maybe not. You can live tomorrow longer. Maybe, maybe not. But finally, nothing to say if you look at the reality itself. happen to them. If this reality works, everyone exists. Everyone is living day to day. Whoever you are, young or old age, but it doesn't matter. That's why Buddha says is life and death, old age and sickness are suffering. Well, I told you before, without language, we cannot exist. We cannot understand the world. We cannot communicate with each other. So, we can come from the language and enter into your language. Okay. Through the language, I can come out myself. Okay. I can show myself through the language, and I can enter into your heart through the language. This is understanding of each other. But what do you mean understanding? The truth of this question. Finally, language disappears. It completely disappears. If you look at the reality, nothing to say. I am young, I am old. You cannot put a certain label on you. I am young. Who can live long? No, you cannot say. This is reality. If you believe you are young and live long, such a person is what is called tampan kan in Japanese. Tang means tang means too tight. Pan means bored. Long bored. Okay? Bored. Kan means fell. Fellow man, tampanka means a fellow who carries a board on his shoulder. Okay? If you carry the board on his shoulder, but you cannot see the bar, okay? You can see just the one side, front. Okay? You can't see the back. That is prejudice. Prejudice. This is very narrow understanding. That is called tampanka. Well, we are studying the suffering according to Four Noble Truths. So you don't want to believe life is characterized by suffering because you hate suffering. But that suffering is really suffering opposed to pleasure. But suffering and the pleasures, whatever you say, those are just the words. Apart from reality itself, you exist from day to day. Of course, we are very lucky. We are living in a lucky, wonderful world. It is called modern civilization. Lots of food, lots of things we can have. But, of course, we are happy. But we are happy. We can't say we are always happy. Or we cannot say we cannot believe that the life was characterized by suffering. If you look at reality in what human beings exist, you know pretty well what's going on in the human world. You cannot judge human life in terms of just a pleasure or in terms of just a suffering, pain. If you see the pain, suffering, immediately there is a pleasure. If you see the pleasure, there is immediately suffering because this is reality. So suffering and pleasure live in peace, in harmony, as a good friend. Cannot separate. Then if you believe this human life according to the pleasure, well, that is tampan kan. I don't mean you should ignore the pleasure in the human world. We should see the reality in which we exist. But suffering trigger God to fit simultaneously. You should be such a person. I don't mean you should ignore or destroy someone who is pleased to live. How about the young teenager? Teenager enjoy very much. If you become Buddhist, Buddha says life is suffering. Well, if you please to truly exist in this world, you are wrong. Can you see so? Well, if you say to somebody, you are really troublemaker. So don't be unkind. Okay? The suffering characterized by the life characterized by suffering is not something like that. That's why suffering must be a truth. Okay? If the suffering becomes true, that means completely the language, which is called suffering, okay, disappears. Nothing to say. Okay? Because even though you say in a word, life is suffering, okay? Can you say life is suffering? No, there is a trigger. If it is true, can you say life is clear? You cannot say so either. So using the words always point out the reality in which we exist, okay? But there is some gap. And then the reality itself, okay, reality itself in which the clear and suffering both coexist. Make the language completely disappear. Nothing to say. Question. Everything becomes question. Okay? Question mark. X. Nothing to say. Even though you believe for yourself, I am Bob Boy, well, you cannot believe all this, I am Bob Boy. If you say to somebody, I am Bob Boy, I don't think it is exactly I am Bob Boy, because if you are really Bob Boy, it's not necessary to say to somebody. Well, keep quiet. Just to chew yourself. How bad you are. How easy you are. Nothing to say. Because if you continue to say to somebody, I am Bob Boy, you enjoy very much yourself. Saying, showing the Bob Boy. Because behind the Bob Boy, there is a good boy. You see the obvious image of a good boy behind the Bob Boy, don't you think so? That's why you have to say to somebody, I am Bob Boy, because people believe you, or people think to believe you are Bob Boy. But actually not. But you believe yourself in that way. That is prepossession. Okay? By your prepossession, you believe yourself, I am Bob Boy. So finally, you can't say anything. If you really believe you are Bob Boy, you have nothing to say. Nothing. Reality makes everything X. Question mark. It's wonderful. You know, I told you before, maybe in my lecture, the inscription on real tape. Will take tombstone. Says, rose of pure contradiction. Pure contradiction. Under wears of ivy. There is peaceful sleep with joy. No one. This is what inscription on real case. You know the real case? Real case. Tombstone. Wrong. All. Next. Pure contradiction. Under wears of eyelids. That is peaceful sleep with joy. No one touches. This is my translation, so if you understand this, is that okay?
In terms of
philosophy. But really, if you really see the reality for anyone, everyone shared experience this point when language dropped off. That time, nothing to say. And that's why Bodhidharma first met Emperor Wu. The emperor asked, I have built temples and ordained monks. So what merit is there in this? Bodhidharma says, there is no merit. So merit, Emperor Wu understood, is just image of merit. Looking at his reality, apart from the looking at his image, which is called image, coming from the image, coming from a pre-possession, coming from the conventional, coming from custom. But reality doesn't agree sometimes. So Bodhidharma says, no merit means to lead him to open his eyes to look at the beauty of existence when the language drops off. That's why he said, no merit. But he didn't understand. And then in the main subject says, main subject starts from this question. The Emperor Wu of Lin'an asked the great master Bodhidharma, what is the highest meaning of the holy truth? He didn't understand no merit, because he took this no merit in at a face value, from his likely characterized by suffering. Don't take. Because if you take this, well, at its face value, you don't want to take. Well, finally, you have to see the suffering, reality of suffering when words completely drop off. At that time, you can have a chance to grant that beauty of suffering, complete beyond suffering or pleasure, whatever it is. But in the world, didn't understand. That's why the Engelsdeep master says, this doubt fellow picked up. Jack notes by the Engelsdeep master is a very pithy remark. Not usual note, Western note style. It's very pithy remark. But sometimes he plays well, somebody very well, but in many ways, not always directly. Looking down somebody and plays. In many ways. That's why the note and book with echoes are very interesting, very, very pithy remarks, very pithy, piercing the human heart, directly. So Emperor Wu of Lian asked the great Master Bodhidharma, commenter says, how thou fellow speaking up? And what is highest meaning of the holy truth? The note says, what the donkey tickling. What a donkey tickling state this is. You know, we are always tied up your body and mind with what? Well, the confession, the perversion, images, images that come through conventional and customs and heredities created by what? Consciousness, form, perception, consciousness, thought. So what is the highest meaning of the holy truth? Holy truth is understand. That's why he is completely tied up with rope. It's rope. He is just like a donkey. And then the Bodhidharma says empty without holiness. This is what he says, vastness, and nothing holy. Pasmus, nothing holy. This translation says empty without holiness. Being empty means vast. Nothing there but it's vast. Without holiness. Nothing holy, nothing not holy. Holiness. Completely nothing. Completely nothing. So, commentary says, Engel Zen Master says, who considered this answer rather extraordinary. The arrow has flown past clear. Very clear. Who considered, well, anyway, the Emperor Wu takes this answer is his answer, not merit at its face value. So he didn't understand that's why if there is no merit. Well, do you believe there is no divinity or God or Buddha or universal energy which can make everything possible to exist? There is nothing. There is no truth which is completely almighty to help in your life itself. That's why he said, next moment he asked, what is the truth? What is the truth? And then the emperor, Emperor Wu expected the wonderful answer from Bodhidharma about the truth. Maybe truth has almighty given the compassion over you always, wherever you may go, helping you. If a compassionate, kind, friendly, always smiling smile, always. But he doesn't say nothing whole, empty. But he was completely confused. And then the note says the arrow has flown past clear. So this is a very common expression in Zen. The arrow has flown past clear means we don't know. We don't know when, how, where the arrow will fall down or reach. Because vastness, emptiness, the answer vastness and nothing holy is just like an arrow. Shoot. But an arrow is endlessly going in space. It's just called vastness. Nothing holds. We don't know where it goes. When it, or what is the target? Where is the target? We don't know. So, Engel Zen this note says, hey, anyway, the entered Bodhidharma shoot the arrow. Where? We don't know where it goes. It goes. Big arrow. And then still Emperor Wu doesn't understand, so Emperor Wu said, who is facing me? If the essence of the truth existence is nothing or empty, or nothing holy, completely beyond holiness or the ordinary person itself, who are you? Standing in front of me. Note says, who is filled with embarrassment, forcing himself to be astute. As it turns out, he gropes without finding. Anyway, according to the emperor's feeling, maybe he tried to be astute. I have, because he believed, he trusted in himself, he had studied for long Buddhism, and building the temples, educating the monks, that's why he proud of himself so much. So, still, he is continuing acting. Try to be smart. So, he says, who is facing you? Facing me. Bodhidharma replied, I don't know. But his second reply isn't worth half a cent. Who is this? Bodhidharma says, I don't know. And the emperor didn't understand after this. Didn't understand. The note says, Engo Zen Master says, too bad. Still, he's gotten somewhere. too bad. Anyway, too bad. After this Bodhidharma class, the Yangtze River and came to the Kingdom of Wei. Later, the emperor brought this up to Master Qi and asked him about it. But still, he didn't understand. So he brought up this question again to another Zen Master. The Engo Zen Master says, oh, poor man. He thinks about an old debt. He's commenting not very pity. Well, if you don't understand, well, you bring up, you want to bring up the same question and asking somebody. But he says it is not usual. So that is, it looks like a two. To remember all the debt. So, oh poor man, he thinks about all the debt. The bystander has eyes. So Zen Master knows too well. He hears just bystander, but he knows too well. Then Master Qi asks, does your majesty know who this man is? The emperor says, I don't know. So this I don't know seems to be the same answer the Bodhidharma did. I don't know. When he was asked by the emperor who you are, standing in front of me, he says, I don't know. But his I don't know is completely different from I don't know, emperor who said. His I don't know is complete I don't know. The Bodhidharma's I don't know is completely beyond I don't know or I know. This is Bodhidharma's way. Well, Bodhidharma says, I don't know when he was asked who you are, but he's not the spooky. He's not a ghost. He exists. He has a body and a mind. He knows pretty well I am existing. Right now, right here, but how can understand? He is Bodhidharma, or he is another person, or he is a god, or he is a bodhisattva? No, he's Bodhidharma. But he came to the China to teach Buddha's teaching as a what? Bodhidharma? No, bodhisattva. So he's bodhisattva. He is very bodhisattva? No, Bodhidharma. Is really Bodhidharma? No, he's Bodhidharma. So finally, language completely drops off. What? Who he is? That's what he said, I don't know. But I don't know is really looking at the direct reality. Okay? Reality where you wish Bodhidharma really exists from day to day. Why he come to China to teach Buddhism? At that time, there is a purpose of activity. Okay? Well, if you do something with a purpose, there must be some profit or result or reward very natural. This is very systematical understanding of human activity. Of course, we should know this, but we cannot judge reality in that way. Sometimes, even though you teach for long, how many people understand Buddha's teaching? Well, pretty rare. I have given what instruction of Zazen for 15 years. I don't know how many people I give instruction. But can you imagine how many people come back after that?
clearly one or two. So Master Chi asked, "Does your Majesty know who this man is?" The Emperor said, "I don't know." The Master Chi said, "He is Mahasattva Avalokiteshvara transmitting the Buddha mind." Then the Master Chi will train his father, because he knows with the Master Mu, the Emperor Mu, who believes very strongly Avalokiteshvara. So completely without expression, without complaint, anyway, he believes Avalokiteshvara, to express his respect to the Avalokiteshvara. He is Mahasattva Avalokiteshvara. Mahasattva means Avalokiteshvara is not usual Avalokiteshvara, but seems to be a god or divinity, which has a sort of a strong power to control human beings. Okay? That is Mahasattva means. Mahasattva means great being, completely beyond the discussion. Avalokiteshvara has a strong power as the almighty Onak. This is Avalokiteshvara. So that's why Mahasattva, he put the Mahasattva to Avalokiteshvara. So Mahasattva Avalokiteshvara. Bodhidharma is not Bodhidharma. Bodhidharma is Avalokiteshvara. So, if you really wanted to know, to see how surprised, how Emperor Wu was surprised to hear that, that immediately as this Zen Master Chi had expected. The Emperor felt regretful, so he wanted to send an envoy to go invite Bodhidharma to return. So he was all evil. Many things. We have to be a good speakers. We have to be a good calligraphers. We have to be a good listener. We have to be a good understanding person. Well, what things? How can I master all things? So I thought I made a big mistake. I didn't want to give up more.
Because we are always looking at something outside. So that's why the master says, Your Majesty don't say that you will send someone to fetch him back. Even if everyone in the whole country were to go after him, he still wouldn't return. Truth doesn't come back again. Truth doesn't go away. Even though you don't like it, truth is truth. So, the English master said in his note, again, our Master T deserves 30 blows, really 30 blows. He doesn't know that the great illumination shines forth from under his own feet. Well, truth is always shining. Under our own feet, always. But we don't understand. That's why, even though Emperor Wu really wants to get the Bodhidharma back again, well, the master has to say, no, don't do that. That is a very big blow. Well, if you study the book of record, well, you understand what pointing that beyond the human word language. I told you before that anybody, everyone should experience the word was completely dropped out. You have to go out from your language, from the language, from the words. Otherwise, you can communicate. Okay? But it is not all what you have to do. Okay? Next, you have to, your language completely drops off, nothing to say. And then if you experience this, you cannot keep silent always. Because without silence, there is no way to communicate. So from the silence, what? Well, you have to say something. Okay? Even though you want to keep silent, you cannot keep silent. So, reality pushes you to say something. For instance, Zen stories. There are a lot of Zen stories like this. Zen master put a picture on the board. This is, and saying to the monk, this is not picture, okay? This is a picture. Well, you cannot say this is a picture, or you cannot say this is not picture, or this is a picture. You cannot say either. How can you say this? And then the master says, pick up somebody holding here, say something about this. Can you say something about this? Picture, he put the picture here. And then ask the monk, this is, you cannot say this is picture. You cannot say this is not picture. Don't use your words. Say something. You know. Or pick up to somebody and shoot me in my say something. Okay? Can you say so? This is very well. This is Rinzai. Rinzai always pick up somebody and no words. If you realize the truth, nothing to say. But Rinzai doesn't want you to stay here. So, immediately, you have to take them. But sort of thing is a little different. We know pretty well. You have to say something. Say something. Say something, okay? Say something. Say something. Even though you say something, okay? It doesn't connect. It has nothing to do with your daily living.
they were living in this condition. Even though I taught the Koan, so demonstrating what picture, kicking out the picture, break it. Well, and then the master says, you pass Koan. Then you will be given at this age what is called Kensho. You pass one Koan. Well, of course, it's very nice. Very nice. But we know pretty well this. Dogen didn't know pretty well, but it has nothing to do with this man who is right in the middle of reality. Nothing. Even though I passed Koan, kicking out the picture, and then showed my truth in front of the dead masters, what's that? I am completely enlightened man, maybe so, but reality doesn't agree with me. Still, Karagiri is Karagiri. Well, in a sense, Karagiri is, anyway, a person who passed for examination of a Koan. But reality doesn't agree with it. Karagiri is still Karagiri. So, again, we have to keep silent. And just do it. Just do it is, it's also the expression in the world. Okay? Even though you cannot say anything, then Dogen says, if silence is not meant silence, silence is one of the expressions in the world. So you have to, there are, I told you, three things. Okay? Speech. Speech is to say, to manifest yourself in the world. But this is not, if you say something in the world, if you manifest yourself in the world, it doesn't make sense. No one is impressed by your speech. Because your speech is completely apart from your physical actions, mental actions, psychological actions. No relation. It is so, if there is no mind with your speech, it doesn't make sense. So to manifest yourself in the world is, must be your life itself. Your actions, and also the verification of the truth. It must be something coming from the truth. So three, speech, thought, and verification of the truth. So, finally, we have to just do. You just do. Dogen says in Dimonki, Nansen killed the cat. Finally, he said, if I were Nansen, I let the cat go. I let go of the cat. Because the monk didn't say anything. Kept keeping silent. Silence is already answered. Real answer. But silence is not silence. Silence is real answer. Expression, manifesting yourself in the world. That's why Dogen then says, I would let go of cat. It's not necessary to kill the cat. But in a sense, to kill the cat is great method, expedient to awaken the monk. Because they powerful. Pick up somebody and chase him. This is a picture, okay? You don't say the picture, you don't say not picture, but don't use the real words and say something about it. It's really powerful. Completely you come to the dead end. But you have to say. So finally you can say something. We have to, even as compassion, doing the sitting is doesn't mean to ignore such an experience of Zen Buddhism.
So that's why we have to study. We have to understand the precept. And not understand. We have to disprove the precept. There are 100 stories that penetrate from your touch and penetrate your skin, and muscles, and bone. And sometimes we have to say something. Sometimes we cannot say anything. But this balance is not intentional. So that's why then obviously if they deny the world, always point out the world beyond verbal explanation, but it doesn't mean ignoring the world. Of course, it's not necessary to be bogged down with the world, but without world, we cannot exist. So, what do you mean? The negation of the world is knowledge, because we are pretty easily caught by words, turning to the world, because we are get used to our understanding ourselves pleased through the world. But anyway, we have to come to our experience on no world. That time nothing to say. That's the experience. And then nevertheless, you cannot stay there. You have to stay, because you cannot exist alone. You have to communicate with the people. How can you communicate? Just using the words in usual way, that sometimes makes trouble. Sometimes it's making trouble. So we have to communicate in a deep way. That is always then emphasized. If you study Buddhist records, maybe you can grasp that real spirit of memory beyond denomination, Jindai, so, as a general Buddhist, we have to understand then practice, not comparing with Rinzai or Soro, etc., or the other schools. We have to understand our practice then in terms of general Buddhism mentioned by Buddha.
If you're not ready to open your eyes, but even though he says, he's His position is very gentle. Daini, he didn't scold me. Daini, when the time comes, everyone, get up, please get up. If you feel sick, after that, you can go to bed again. That's all. Very simple. If you're now ready to accept this as a third bronze, well, that's the usual answer. So this. But anyway, that was really very gross for me. Well, I don't know that the Wu discerned, accepted the 30 gross. I don't know, but anyway, that is English and Master's comment. Mm-hmm.
I thought that the commentator was saying that the Zen Master who was speaking to Emperor Wu deserved the gross. The Zen master who was explaining that the emperor deserved the blows, and he deserved them because he hadn't explained it.
Master Qi.
Yeah.
Oh, Master Qi deserves the 30 blows. Oh, right. Opposite, huh?
Yeah.
And he doesn't know that the great illumination shines forth from under his armpit. This is the English Zen Master to really praise this Zen Master Qi. Okay? Staying opposite. Staying opposite. Completely opposite. Okay? He really praised.
Okay? He said he deserves
3 blows. Yes. Because he said ridiculous. You cannot get him back. You get the Bodhidharma back again. But if you go there and ask the Bodhidharma, please come back again, maybe so. Okay, please think so. But he says, don't go there. So that is a little bit against the human speculation. Okay? That's why he said, this is, he should deserve the 30 bronze. But actually not. Okay? It is really great. You
understand? Hello.
What you say? Why didn't Bodhidharma in the first place, explain to Emperor Wu what he was saying? If the Emperor didn't understand, then that's what he was saying. Thank you very much. Yeah. I appreciate your imagination of creating a beautiful scene. Around the conversation between me. Thank you. That's really moving. Well, that is one of the you understand, but sometimes there is no way to decide. Don't you think so? For instance, even though I experience again and again, well, if you don't understand, can I continue to explain again and again? Well, fuck it. And then, but if you are here, you can understand, okay? Even though I stop it. Okay? Well, of course, we should explain, but sometimes time comes to be to stop speaking. Okay? But the Emperor Wu is very hard to stand up in no explanation. And also, Bodhidharma is very hard for him to stand up to stand up in front of such a person. Becoming a patient, and he really wants to give compassion to him, try to him, but do you experience the difficulties in your human life? Maybe you can experience it sooner or later. Because explanation is the mind, the Bodhidharma's explanation, not Emperor's explanation, okay? So my explanation is mine, not yours. So you should find your explanation through my explanation, okay? That's all. So sometimes, even though my explanation is going again and again, if you're not ready to accept it's my explanation, well, you don't understand. Okay, about it.
Can you tell the story about speaking after Krishna?
Mm-hmm.
Was that a story from your life? Was that your experience in the time?
Well, the but then story that such a case happened very well. Well, well, this is, don't take this and at its face value, okay?
Is it like a joke?
No, it's not a joke. It's not a joke. It's not a joke, it's very true. But, it means that the angle didn't matter, well, the, not directly the phrase, the master chief, okay? Directly. Not directly, indirectly. Because, like, his way is exactly, you cannot say his way is good or his way is bad. But according to common sense, his way is good, but in a sense he is not good because he predicted and so we don't send anybody to get him back. According to this, this is not a good way. Not a good way. But if we're speaking in a sense, his way is too good. Because that his way is directly to let the emperor show, see, well, what the truth is, where the truth is. Okay? So finally, nothing to say. How great his way is, completely beyond human explanation. That's what he said. He says he prays indirectly. Okay? He's saying what his way is against. Okay? Come away. Come. So from this point he should deserve for the growth. But this is wonderful. That's why he said he doesn't know that he doesn't know the great illumination shines forth from and this is all heat. Commentary is very helpful for you, so if you have a time, leave the comment. From now on, if I have a time, I would like to explain one by one.